With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rockets, and now joining us on the hotline, former Net, did play his college ball at Villanova. That, of course, is Kerry Kittles. Kerry, been a while. Thanks for the time. How you been?
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. So I know we were texting throughout the day, but when you saw that note that James Harden was going to the Brooklyn Nets and you finally saw the details, what was that first reaction?
My first reaction was I was hoping they didn't get rid of Kyrie Irving because we know he's been out right now indefinitely. So I was hoping they didn't get rid of him. But so, yeah, surprised to see that they actually pulled the trigger on that deal. We know from early on that the Nets were actually involved and interested in James Harden. And we know that, you know, James had connections with guys on the team, having played with Jeff Green before and having played with Kevin Durant and being coached by Mike D'Antoni. So, yeah, I was surprised to see the Nets go in that direction. But, you know, having thought about it the rest of the day, I think it's going to be a good move for the Nets. I think it's going to be, a high-powered offensive team. And I think with the uncertainty around Kyrie, I think it's nice to have someone who's capable of carrying a team for a long stretch of the game.
Are you optimistic that Kyrie Irving in New York will actually end up working out?
Yes, I am. I am. I think that Kyrie needs some time right now to deal with whatever he's dealing with, but I'm confident that he'll work himself through it, and the team will be able to support him and. You know, eventually they'll figure this thing out.
Now, we've heard a lot of speculation, but we don't know for sure why Kyrie Irving is not on the court. All we know is that it's personal reasons. Just what advice would you give him right now, knowing New York, knowing the New Jersey area, and then also having history here and being a former NBA player?
Yeah, I mean, he started his career in Cleveland and then he was in Boston for a couple of years. But the New York media and the New York fans are – very impatient fans. And so if you are dealing with personal issues and you need some time away, I think the lesson learned for Kyrie will be, if I talk to him, will be how can you better communicate what you're going through? And I understand that, sometimes you're going through certain things where you may not want to discuss the details of it, publicly, but I think there's a better common ground to be able to put out a statement or even have the Nets put out a statement on your behalf, just to keep everyone informed and let everyone know what's going on.
So if the Nets, I know they didn't carry Kittles, but if they did trade Kyrie Irving today, a part of that trade for James Harden, would you have been disappointed?
Yeah, I would have been disappointed because I saw, just even in this short small sample size, I saw the connection that he has with Kevin Durant and how they can play off of each other and just how comfortable they are as teammates and as friends. And that's hard. That's hard for superstars to do. We saw that before, right? When it worked magically when LeBron went down to Miami with his best friends, and it was a good stretch for those guys. But then you saw when Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City and went to Golden State, and he didn't necessarily have that chemistry and connection with those guys. But in this case, Kyrie works well with KD. They're good friends. You can tell they have a real genuine friendship. And for two superstar players to have a true, genuine friendship and respect for each other's games, I think that would have been tough for me to see, not play out. And I think the Nets were smart to let this play out, you know, let Kyrie work through this issue and then see how they do down the stretch.
I think nationally there's been a lot of negativity here around this trade, and I don't think there's a lot of concern with Durant. I don't think there's a lot of concern with James Harden. It's what type of Kyrie are you getting? You seem optimistic, like we've been talking about with Kerry Kittles. How do you think Kyrie Irving will gel with not only Kevin Durant, but also James Harden now as you have a big three in Brooklyn?
You know, listen, it's going to be difficult for guys to make an adjustment for other teammates who need the ball in their hands. I mean, look, they had other guys on their team like Caris LeVert and Dinwiddie, he's out right now, who are, ball dominant guys. They need to score off the dribble. And James Harden, as we know, he loves to score off the dribble. And it would definitely be an adjustment period they'll have to do, just similar to when LeBron was down playing with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. So, but I think overall, I mean, they have a lot of respect for each other, and you know, they know that James Harden is, you know, as challenging as his style of play may be, as a teammate, they understand that how he can control and dominate games in big moments, and show up on the biggest stage and excel. And so I think they'll figure it out. Great players always figure it out.
Kerry Kittles here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. We know this is not the first time that the Nets have given up a lot of picks. Hey, they just got out of that whole messy situation when they tried to be aggressive going for it with the trade with Boston for Paul Pierce and also Kevin Garnett. When you saw the return, especially the picks and what they had to give up, the three first and then the four pick swaps potentially in 2021, 2023, 2025, and 2027, is there some skepticism? Is there some nervousness from you there? Even though you have three great players on the roster, you never know what this could turn out to be later on down the road.
Yeah, I definitely think that, Nets fans definitely have that memory of, the time when we give up all those picks. In this case, though, I'm not as concerned we're giving up those first-round picks because these guys are in their prime, right? And, you retain Kevin Durant and you retain James Harden, in a couple of years when their deals are up, you won't need those picks. I mean, those guys are still phenomenal players. They're in their prime and they can still, as we've seen right now, Kevin Durant having missed, I don't know how many months that he missed, close, 18 months or what have you, and he looks like he's, never had any time off ever. So, I'm not surprised that the Nets were able to, give up those picks. I think that those guys are in their prime and it'll work itself out.
Do you think this group, with the way that they're currently constructed, because they don't really have a lot of help down low, defense could be a concern. Do you think, I know the expectation is going to be to go get to the finals and win it, but do you think this team can win a championship this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you figure the Nets still have three spots available, right? And, we haven't discussed the disability exemption that they may have, they applied for Dinwiddie's absence. So, you're going to fill in those spots maybe with a big or two and maybe another perimeter player. But I think even still they have the tools. I mean, if they have to go small ball with Jeff Green at the five or Kevin Durant at the five for some short periods of time, I think they'll be able to do that. And, they have some other good role players. Bruce Brown has been playing really well for them lately. He started the last four or five games. And has shown that he's a good two-way player, both sides of the court. They have TLC, who's another versatile wing. But the Nets have enough. I mean, if you're asking the question, do they have enough? They have enough now, and they'll be adding more guys to that roster in the next few weeks, and we'll see who they're able to get to help run out that roster.
The Kyrie Irving situation right now is so ambiguous. We don't know what's going on. I don't know what the players know. If he was your teammate right now, what type of communication would you try to attempt to give him?
Yeah, I think I said it earlier. I would love to see him put out a statement, just letting folks know what's going on with them. Is it a mental health issue? We don't know. Is it a really family matter? It would be nice for his teammates to take a little bit of slack off of Steve Nash so he doesn't have to keep answering questions and Kevin Durant coming into practice and after games answering questions about, Kyrie's whereabouts. So I would say put out a statement. That's number one. And number two, just figure out in the future if you're going to need time off, you know, what's the best way of doing it so that everyone is not, you know, compromised by his absence. And but look, for Steve Nash, it gives him a chance to continue to look at his roster, continue to play around with lineup changes. And, you know, once James Harden is in the lineup, I mean, you know, Kevin Durant goes to the bench. Now you have Harden, who's pretty much unstoppable right out there. I mean, no one can guard him. So, I mean, you have, you know, pretty much the two best scorers in the entire NBA on one team. That's incredible.
Is Steve Nash the right guy to keep this team together? I know that it's a player-driven league. I know that there's, you know, even KD and Kyrie made it clear they're basically the coaches in the offseason on the podcast they did together. Is Nash the right guy to keep these guys on the same page when they eventually hit that adversity?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, if you think about Steve Nash's demeanor throughout his playing career and what he's always been about, you know, he's always got along well with teammates. You know, he's always was a high IQ basketball player when he played. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, you know, two-time MVP. So, yeah, I think Steve Nash can communicate with those guys. And I think more so than anything, the players in the locker room need to have respect for the coach. And I think that every player in the locker room, including the superstar players, can respect what Steve Nash has always been about. And, you know, he's going to have to make some adjustments learning how to communicate, you know, making, you know, do I call timeouts? No, let this thing, you know, play out. And he'll learn that over time. But I think he has a great mentor with Mike D'Antoni and a great relationship with him and Sean Marks as well. So I'm not worried about Steve Nash's leadership at all.
On the way out with Kerry Kittles, just to get a different side of this, the Sixers were in on James Harden as well. There was a lot of rumors about Ben Simmons. Not the first time that I'm sure Ben Simmons has probably had to deal with some rumors. What advice would you give to him, you know, having that player mentality and having all the experience that you have when you're floated out in a trade and it doesn't come to fruition?
You know, as a player, you pretty much can't worry about trades. If it happens, it happens. You know, you're not going to be able to prevent it anyway. So I would just, you know, urge Ben Simmons to put his head down and get to work. I think when you're looking at Ben Simmons' game, he's a young, talented player. He still has a lot of room of improvement. And, you know, if he continues to work on those things, his weaknesses, you know, that's all the Sixers are pretty much going to ask of him is to improve in those areas and then see how he plays in the postseason. I mean, that's always been the thing is, you know, can the Sixers move on and get to the conference finals? I mean, they have some talented players on that team, but we'll see if they get to the conference finals.
Who do you think is the best team in the Eastern Conference right now?
I mean, until someone knocks off Miami, I would say Miami still has it. I think, you know, listen, there's a lot of great teams in the East. I think the East now is, you know, pretty comparable to the West. When you look at four or five legitimate teams that can easily come out of the East and win a championship. I mean, Boston has some really talented young players. They're still missing a piece or two, I think. And definitely with Kemba Walker's injury, we'll see how he does. But, you know, I think Milwaukee got better with the addition of with Jrue Holiday. The Nets definitely now with Harden, they are a legitimate team. With the way they score, that's going to be a tough out for anybody in the East. So those teams are all going to be battling out. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, COVID is going to play a role in this whole thing. If you know, sitting out games or having to go to protocol like Durant just did, that's going to impact some wins and losses. But overall, I think those are the top teams in the East.
Last thing I'll ask you, Kerry Kittles. I know we talked about the picks that the Nets had to give up. Did it surprise you that they had to give up the three first-round picks and the right to four first-round draft swaps, the pick swaps in those years? Did it surprise you with how the Harden situation got so ugly last night with what he said after the game that they still had to give up that much to get James?
Yeah, you're going to give up a lot to get a superstar player, right? I think that's a given. It's unfortunate, you know, to give up those picks. But I think, you know, if you're trying to win now and, you have a nucleus with young, you know, superstar talent and you know that you need one or two more players to get you over that hump and you have a chance to do that, you don't pass on that. And I think that's the key is the Nets right now are just wagering. We're not going to pass an opportunity to make it to the NBA Finals and perhaps have a chance to win it all. So you give up those picks. You still have superstars that are in their prime, right? They're early 30s. You know, I think they still have a long way to go in their careers before they start hitting that decline. So, you know, I like the trade. I think James Harden's going to work out well. He will make the adjustments And I can tell you right now, if you're a team in the East, you are concerned about the Nets. I can guarantee you that.
Kerry Kittles, good to hear your voice. Thanks so much. Be well.
Exactly. Appreciate it. No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.